Episode 53, Your Heart Fitness.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Hello, my ladies. How are you today? Yes, today is going to be a magnificent day. Do you feel it? Do you feel it in the air? Is it just surrounding you that you are ready to attack this day? Or maybe you're already in the middle of attacking it. Oh, you know what? You are spot on. You are amazing. Yes, you are. And you're incredible. Okay. I just have to say thank you first off. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing Create Your Now Your Best Selfie podcast with your friends and your family and inviting people to come listen. It is awesome. And you guys are just fantabulous. Yes, that's my word. I love that word. Fantabulous. And that you are. And I am. I'm very grateful for you. And I just want you to know that. February is here. If you missed January, did it go by too fast? Well, February is here. Sorry, but we are way into it already. It's almost mid-February. Yes, love is in the air. Valentine's Day is around the corner. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, maybe for some of you, not so much a good thing. But if nothing else, think of it. Love. Love and heart. February is Heart Health Month. Yes, it is. And today we're talking about your heart fitness. How appropriate, because it really is. And I think sometimes, especially we as women, we put ourselves on the back burner. We put our hearts on the back burner. Okay. We don't listen to signs, et cetera. So I want to encourage you to go and make sure you know the signs of what it is to have a heart attack, et cetera. I will put those in the show notes so you have easy access to them. It's real important because, you know, every year, 1 in 4 deaths is because of a heart disease. And that's really scary. And for me personally, it hit me directly when my father passed away. And he died from a massive heart attack. And it was unexpected. And he was driving on top of that. Praise the Lord. Nobody was hurt. Obviously, he was. But there were no other vehicles involved. And I truly believe God sent the angels. I mean, it was just the way it happened. One of these days, I'll share it with you. But it'll be 3 years here in the next week. And so really, your heart is that important. It is. And I think about this after coming off of my journey. You see, my father was very much overweight. He was obese, actually. And as he was seeing my transformation, he started to go through it too. And he lost an amazing amount of weight also. And just kept following what I was doing. And he was like, you're my inspiration. I just felt so honored that he was looking to me, his daughter, for that inspiration. And so I really take heart fitness very, very seriously. Literally, I take it to heart. And so today, that's what we're going to chat about, because your heart is precious. If your heart is not beating, you're not alive. You've got to have that blood flowing through. It is an organ that has to work. And so you want to take care of it. And for some of us, we are better at holding up a couch than the couch holding us up. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that, things that we can look at, et cetera, you know, and play with it a little bit. Okay, and I want to remind you real quick, Sparkle in 60. We're going to do some amazing heart stuff all the time for our heart. It's good. You get moving. You get eating right. Everything. We eat real food. It's going to be a blast. So go to createyournow.com. I'm not going to go into a lot of details. I've spoken about this a little bit before. Use the code podcast. You're going to save money. $100 you will save. So come check it out. createyournow.com. You'll see it right there. Sparkle in 60. Click on it. Sign up. I can't wait to see you there. Okay. So like I said, February is National Heart Month, and it's really sad that we have that what we can do to keep our hearts healthy. Yes, there are genetics involved, But it's also the lifestyle that we choose. And remember, it's a lifestyle here that we're creating. That's what I believe in. That's my journey. It's not about just changing one thing. It's all about the three, mind, body, and spirit, all of them coming together and working together as a unit. It is very important. You can't just change one thing because it reflects on something else. So with February here, love is in the air. Our heart is pounding. We have got to take care of ourselves. And a couple ways, we're not going to go into detail about this, but ways to lower your risk of heart disease. I just wanted to review that with you just in case if maybe you really haven't heard this. Maybe this is the first time. Maybe you're young right now or you think you're young and invincible. That you don't have to worry about it. Actually, we've got a lot of people who die now in their 30s and 40s with heart disease. So here are ways you can lower your risk of heart disease. Number one, watch your weight. Yeah, very important. Watch your weight. Number two, quit smoking if you are. And stay away from secondhand smoke. Please, secondhand smoke, stay away from it, okay? Not good, okay? And if you are smoking, please find a way to quit, okay? I have family members on both sides, both my husband and my side, that were smokers for a long time. And I'm telling you, when they quit, they added years onto their life. And so it's very important that doesn't matter what you are in your age of smoking, get some help and stop, because really your heart will thank you for it. Control your cholesterol and blood pressure. Very important. So when you go to your yearly checkup, ladies, ask them to check your blood pressure and cholesterol. Very important to know that. If you drink alcohol, I'm not saying it's good or bad for you. What I'm saying is do it in moderation, okay? Limit your alcohol content. Very important, okay? Eat real. Eat healthy foods, okay? Remember, we talked about that in episode 51 about clean eating with no fuss, okay? I'm not going to go into it, but what I want to tell you is when you think you're eating healthy, think again. Just because it says natural or organic or gluten-free doesn't mean that it's always healthy. You want to eat real, okay? And finally, get active. Yes, get active. And that's what we're going to focus on today is getting active. You're like, Christiane, I don't feel like getting active today. I just want to sit in my own little zone. I want to hold up the couch myself today. Yes, I have those moments too. And it's okay to have those moments. But on the other moments, you need to get active, okay? It is vital to your life. Vital, okay? So immediately when we think of heart, what do you think? Blood, right? Okay, the blood has got to pump. You've got a lot of blood in your body, and it's got to go from your head to your toes, out to your fingertips, out to your nose, okay? You've got to keep that heart strong and pumping. So when we think of that, we think of the word cardio, okay? Cardio, pumping, very important. But I don't want to focus just on general cardio, like, oh, I got to get my heart rate up, so I'm going to run a little bit, but I'm not a runner. Or I'm going to walk really fast, but I'm not really a fast walker, okay? We're going to kind of put the cardio part aside. I want us to take a little turn around a corner, and I want to talk about HIIT. That is high intensity interval training. No, I'm not going to hit you. But it is, it's HIIT, high intensity interval training. Now, I feel like I am in HIIT all the time mode because I am intense all the time. I'm energetic and I keep going, 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 going. It's important to get your body moving. But the thing is what you're doing is with high intensity interval training is you're raising your heart rate really fast and then you're bringing it back down. Then you're raising it really fast and then you're bringing it back down, okay? And you do this over a period of about 4 to 30 minutes. Now, it's going to vary per person, okay? But basically what you're looking at, there are short, intense bursts of activity with a recovery, and then you repeat yourself, okay? So you're like, okay, whoa, slow down, Christiane. You're like on high HIIT here. Yeah, I'm on extra high HIIT, right? Okay. Okay, high intensity interval training. With that, what you're doing is you're taking an action, okay? You're taking a movement. You may be taking a sprint. You may be taking a squat jump, okay? And you're doing that at full speed ahead, okay, for a period of time. And then you come back and you rest for a period of time. Then you repeat. And you go hard at it, and then you rest. And you go hard at it, and then you rest, okay? So there's a couple ways to look at it. One, an easy way is obviously like if you're on the elliptical, if you bike, on a treadmill, okay, or on ground, okay, running. So either way, or walking, you can look at it all this way. What you can do, especially if you are a beginner, if you are like, I'm more of holding the couch up than I am the couch holding me up, you can start with a 1-to-2 ratio, meaning this. You're like, whoa, there's too much here. I want you to do, okay, let's say you're walking, okay? So I want you to walk. And let's say you're walking at a 3, okay, at a comfortable 3, okay? Then what I want you to do at a comfortable 3, okay, now that's comfortable. If you're comfortable at a 2.3, then you start there at a comfortable 2.3. But this is your walk and you're walking, okay? Then you're going to up it. And I want you to up it to maybe, let's say, a 4.2 to a 4.5, okay? And you're going to do that for 30 seconds. And then you're going to drop it right back down to your lower part, which is like your 3. You're just walking out. And you do that for a minute. Then it's next 30 seconds, you're going to go back up to a 4.2 to 4.5, let's say. And you're going for 30 seconds. And then you're going to drop it back down to a 2.53. And you're just going to calm it down. And you repeat again. You do this 4 times minimum. Okay. As you can, take it up to 8 times total, okay? Now, you can do this with the elliptical. You can do it with the bike. And you're like, okay, well, how do I do that? Same thing. If you're biking, what you want to do is, let's say you're a moderate, okay? And you're like, okay, I'm right there. I'm with you. Okay, let's say you're going at a steady pace, okay? You're going to take it up. And so since you're pretty good, you know, train wise, you're health wise, you've been doing this, you know, you work out 3-4 times a week. So you're going to take this and you're going to do a 2-to-1 ratio. So let's say you're biking comfortably at a 4 or 5. Okay. Then you're going to raise it double that. So what you're going to do is you're going to bike at an 8. And then you're going to bring it back down and drop it to a 4, okay? So you're going to do that for 30 seconds, but you only get to rest for 15 seconds. Yeah, because you're in better condition. Now, maybe you're not quite to that. Then you can do like 40 seconds, you're up, and drop it back to 20 seconds. 40 seconds, 20 seconds, okay? So that's a minute time there, okay? You can do this again 4 to 8 times in a row. Now, this HIIT training, okay, high-intensity interval training, can last, like I said, anywhere from 4 minutes to 30 minutes. And some people that are our higher athletes, they'll take it just a little bit further, okay, when they're in hard training mode. But for you, it's okay. So you have to kind of figure out your time. I can't tell you exactly where you are because I don't know where you exactly are, but if you want me to tell you, then send me an email at yourbestselfie@createyournow.com and I'll be happy to help you. All right. So you could do it with that. Now, some people are like, okay, but Christiane, I don't have a treadmill. I don't have a bicycle. An elliptical? What is that? And you're like, yeah, I so do not want to be running. So what can I do? Well, you can do the old-fashioned calisthenics. You can do jumping jacks. You can do high knees. You can do squat jumps. You can do burpees. Burpees are awesome. Yes, they are. They will kill you, but they are awesome, okay? A great way to do this is doing it by, and this is taking it up a level, okay? So hold on to your hats. It's Tabata, okay? Some of you are like, what did you say? Did you swear at me? No, I did not. It's Tabata training. T-A-B as in boy, A-T-A. So Tabata, okay? This was invented early 90s, mid-90s. And back, the study was done on speed skaters, okay? So what it is basically is you're going to work hard for 20 seconds. You're going to rest for 10. Work hard for 20, rest for 10. You're going to do this for 8 cycles or 8 rounds, however you want to think of it. So that is a total of how many minutes? 4 minutes total, okay? Now you can extend this, but the cool thing is I use my smartphone, okay? A timer is essential here when you do your HIIT training for your heart fitness, all right? You can find it on a smartphone. Mine that I happen to use is a Gymboss, and that's G-Y-M-B as in boy, O-S-S, Gymboss Interval Timer, and it's free. You can use any timer that you want, but it's nice because you can set up your own intervals. So if you want to go 30 seconds rest for a minute, you can do it that way. If you want to do the Tabata one, if you do the Gymboss interval training, it's already there. So you don't even have to program it. I am all for ease. Okay. So just go and find yourself an interval training app that you can get for your smartphone. Very simple. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. Okay. Now you can do that and you'll do, so let's look at squat jumps. So squat jumps, you're going to burst up high, come down low and slow. You won't be coming down slow because you're bringing your body down, but you're going to come down soft on your feet, go down into a squat, burst back up, come down soft into a squat, burst back up. Okay. You're going to do that for 20 seconds hard. Then you're going to rest for 10 seconds. Okay. And that resting is, you may just be walking in circles, and then you're going to do it hard again for 20, walk for 10. Hard for 20, walk for 10. Got it? That is amazing heart fitness. And it's HIIT. It's all about HIIT, high intensity interval training. So this is a great way to kind of change up your workouts. It is fun. You will feel your blood pumping, and it'll probably be a love-hate relationship with me now, because you'll be like, why me, Christiane? Why did you tell me this? Because I love you and because your heart needs to pump. And it needs to be in good, healthy condition, because you want to be around not only for your family, but for your children, for your grandchildren. You want to be around for your friends. You want to be able to be the best selfie you can be. All right. So go take care of your heart. I love you guys, and I will see you on the other side. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.